countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Now, farmers and their families have spent generations creating the fields that allow them to cultivate their crops and graze their animals. So it seems to go against the grain when a farmer says that they plan to allow their land to rewild. That said, the idea of rewilding has become part of the debate on the future of farming and the use of land here in Ireland. Suzanne Campbell went to visit Randall Plunkett, the present Lord Dunsany, who inherited the lands and title in his father's death in 2011. He's allowing some of the estate to rewild, and his is the first Irish project recognised by the European Rewilding Network.
So this is the front field. This is the longest area of rewilding. The whole grasslands here is about 200 acres.
What you this call field, a field.
What I call a field.
I'm in the knee-high grass in front of Dunsany Castle with Randall Plunkett. Rewilding grassland means weeds, and managing the extent of the poisonous plant ragwort was more than he bargained for at the beginning.
Believe me, when I first started, there was a lot of thistles and a lot of ragwort, and I don't use chemicals, so you can imagine when it came to weeding, I had to do that myself. And so
you physically were pulling it by hand at the beginning?
I had amazing arms for about 3 years.
I see you did.
But you know what? It started. First year, disaster. Second year, oh my God, I thought I was going to get into trouble. Third year was a bit less. Fourth year, hardly any. Fifth year, and now we're at year six. Do you see? There's like one or two little things on the path. There's almost no ragwort.
Why do you think that is? Because, you know, I have fields at home and I'm already pulling ragwort, and it's on every farm in Ireland. How did that happen and it's gone?
Well, when we went rewilding, the first thing that happened is the grass was allowed to live and die naturally. So the land started curing itself or balancing itself. Mm-hmm. And I believe, and again, this is just my belief based on my experience here, that the land has a habit of balancing itself over time. And so what I've noticed is different things have started appearing. So instead of ragwort everywhere, I now have these ferns that we're seeing here, different kinds of grass appearing, nettles have occurred. So what has happened is there's been no uniformity. Where this was a very uniform field back in the day, now you look at it, you can see the different colors and shades of green. Wildflowers all over the edges there, and no noxious weeds, which is really unusual, considering that no sprays were sprayed, and no fertilizers, no minerals, all the things that they tell you. And I'm sure I'm getting plenty of farmers who are listening to me and saying, that guy's an idiot. But the truth of the matter is, it worked. People are constantly talking about the dwindling of the butterfly and the bees, and I'm getting huge amounts of increase in both those species.
Randall was born in New York, but came home to go to school in Meath and Dublin. He is a filmmaker, but on his father's death in 2011, took over the estate, where over time he decided to change a large part of it from farming to be left to the wild.
So I decided I was going to do something. It wasn't called rewilding back then. I wanted to at least try to create something that was scenically beautiful, but also would be good for the environment. The only thing I didn't expect was there to be so many changes to the land. Mm-hmm. That caught me by surprise. The thing is, for me, rewilding is not a thing that's going to be for a year or 2 years. Ireland needs to protect its natural heritage. And that, don't let me be very clear here. I'm not against farming, but like everything, we need a balance of things. And each one given an opportunity. So I've decided to go for nature here. And that will hopefully offset some of the things that are happening with the farming business.
Much of the estate is leased in tillage. And this offsets the costs of letting the rest, including 550 acres of woodland, go wild. The Plunkett family were Normans and driven out of Dunsany Castle by Cromwell. They have long been involved in farming, but also philanthropy and rural causes. And Randall sees serving the community as part of his duty.
You know, I come from a long line of people who have always tried to do things. My great-great-relative, Horace Plunkett, he started the co-ops in this country. Mm-hmm. He built 2,500 schools with the family fortune. He helped with the Women's Association. He helped start the credit union. You know, these are valuable things. His idea was to uplift Ireland by education so we could stand level with England. Well, we don't need that anymore because we are level with England now. So I sort of feel that the environment is my contribution for this generation. I'm in a position to do so. And don't get me wrong, it has been difficult for me to do it. It's certainly, I would say, I'm one of the first people who are doing it like this.
On this scale, for sure.
You know, there's a lot of risks that come with those decisions, but I was born into privilege, so my privilege is also to serve, and my serving is for the country as a whole. Collectively, in 100 years' time, I think that this will be the start of what hopefully will be many places adapting this kind of logic.
For you, being in the heart of good farmland, what has the attitude been locally to it? I'd imagine there's been some eyebrows raised.
At first, people just thought I was an idiot or I was crazy. There are some people who still think that. And we've had, at the same time, a huge amount of people who are inspired by it. For the first few years, I did this as a secret. But it was a bit sort of naive and selfish of me to try and do this as a secret. This is something that needs to be studied, be seen, so people might adapt this kind of thing in all different levels. Well, a lot of people have gardens. And if you lift 20% of your garden to do something like not cutting it, not spraying it, allowing some wildlife, some weeds to grow, we could have a huge change in the environment here in Ireland. And I think we'd be happier.
Sometimes what frightens farmers with the phrase rewilding would be introduction of big predators. Would that be part of your thinking or not?
I don't intend to get any wolves in here, so my farmers
your
around
neighbors.
Here can rest assured. No, but the thing is, people, I think, often mistake rewilding for this, like we're trying to go back to the Stone Age. Ireland is not the same place it was 1,000 years ago. We're not doing that.
Yeah.
But what we are allowing is a combination of natural growth, animal life to come back, and nature will have to adapt with us. We're adapting to nature. It has to adapt with us. We just have to be patient. That's the only thing with rewilding is patience. And look at it from the big sense of what it's going to be like in 50 years' time or 100 years' time.
On a personal basis, your mum just died a couple of months ago of the COVID virus.
It was very difficult. My mum died 2 months ago. She got COVID here. I looked after my dad for 6.5, 7 years. He got a neurological condition. And my mum got sick and it was faster. Doesn't make it any less painful. But the thing is that I think she would have been proud of what's happening here. She always was. Let me just interrupt you there and look at that beautiful predator.
Oh my gosh. See, is it a buzzard?
That's a buzzard.
The wingspan, the big bronze wings flapping into the tree.
This year, I see about 6 or 7 buzzards in this field. Going back to my mother. The tricky thing with anything like this is, and my mother, I alienated a lot of family when I did this. They thought I was just being a bit of a silly hippie. But the more she watched the changes, she started seeing all the insects, the birds, everything coming alive. We used to do it together. Now it's me. It's okay. I don't fear the future. I'm looking around and I think to myself, it's a place worth fighting for. And it's a dream. It's raining now. But look at this. Isn't
it's
this
so
wonderful?
Beautiful.
It's a dream.
Yes, it certainly sounds dreamlike there in the rewilded area of the Dulcany Estate. And that was Randall Plunkett in conversation with Suzanne Campbell. And Randall, all of us here on Countrywide pass on our deepest sympathies on the recent loss of your mother.